myself and Deputy Pearse Doherty would have raised this issue in recent times, and particularly the policy where you know, ambulance vehicles are allowed to go over 400,000 kilometres you know, before they would be replaced. And you know, we would feel very strongly that we need to review that policy urgently. We think that whatever about other public service vehicles, you know, obviously an ambulance has been used in an emergency. It's been used to save lives, and there's no margin for error, really. So we would argue again that this particular report, this particular incident, is evidence of the need for change.
Now, there are changes underway and plans for this year to rectify this situation and to get new ambulances on the road. You're saying that this isn't enough?
Well, we're concerned about investment in the fleet, the ambulance fleet, but we're also concerned about the ambulance service in terms of cover. We know in many parts of Donegal, you know, particularly my own area of Inishowen Peninsula, that there is a need for extra vehicles, extra personnel, and then this issue of the length of time that these vehicles are allowed to remain in service. So I think there is a need to resource the ambulance service as a whole. You know, it is a life-saving service. You know, we don't have the luxury to tinker around with it. So hopefully we will see change in the next government term.